Okay, we are at Chal Yos B'Shabbos Atzma, which is, in Rabbi Silber style, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Okay, you see it? Okay, so the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about when Parsha Zachar would fall out, that would determine when Purim would fall out, that would determine would we be leaning Parsha Zachar the week before, or according to some Shitas, if it would fall out on Shabbos itself, you would do it that day, you wouldn't do it the week before. So the Gemara says, Chal Yos B'Shabbos Atzma, what happens if Purim falls out on Shabbos? According to everyone, you don't go to the Shabbos before, but you'd actually lane Parsha Zachar on the same day that is Purim. Rav Nachman Amar, he disagrees, and he says that Zayin Machlokas, no, that it's still a Machlokas, whether you go to the week before or you do it on that day. Itmar Nami, we're going to bring a proof. Amar Rav Chia Barabba, Amar Rav Ash, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav. Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Makdim Mekare Shabbos Shavu Zachar, that when you have Purim falling out on Shabbos, you go back the week before to lane it, and that is what we pass on Halacha L'Maaseh, so that if Purim were to fall out on Shabbos, which now we can't have that falling out on Shabbos, but if it would fall out on Shabbos, then you would go back to the week before in order to lane it. Bashlishas Paraduma, the third of the four parashios that we were talking about was Paraduma, which the Paraduma again was to talk about if someone had Tamei Meis, if they became Tamei by touching a corpse, how would they become Tahar? So again, we want people to be Tahar for doing the Karban Pesach. Tan Rabbanan, Ezui Shabbos Shlishis. What is the third Shabbos that they would do? What is the third week that they would have that would be leaning from the Dalet Parshios? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Acharev. Whichever Shabbos falls out, when Purim would fall out, the Shabbos right after that, that's when you would lean Parshas Parah. Itmar Rav Chama Bar Chanina Amar, it seems like it's going to be a Stira, because he says, Shabbos Hasmucha LRosh Chodesh, Shabbos Hashmucha Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that the time you read Parshas Parah is the Shabbos that's closest to Parshas Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which would be one Shabbos after what we just said. So is it the Shabbos before, or is it the Shabbos that's closest to Rosh Chodesh? Where it says lo plig, but it's not an argument. Ha de ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos, that Rav Chama, when he's talking about, when he says that you're going to do it closer to Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's talking about when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is falling out on Shabbos itself. And Ha De'ikla B'Emsa Shabbos, and that which we said, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that you do it the Shabbos right after Purim, that's talking about when it fell out in the middle of the week. And the last one, Revius, HaChodesh Zalachem, you learn the fourth one, HaChodesh Zalachem. Tan Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And you have Rosh Chodesh, so now the Gemara is going to give like a summary of which lanings you do and which haftaras you do with it. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And you have Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Karan Kisisa, so again you read Parsha Shkolim, which that's the way that we've, you know, remember it was Machlokas, did we do from Kisisa or did we do it from Pinchas? For as Karbani Lachmi. So you read Parshas Kisisa, Umaftirim Bibi Yoyada, and you do the Haftarah from Yoyada. Vezui Shabbos Rishona, and what is the first Shabbos you're doing it? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Pesocha, that any week where Rosh Chodesh falls out in that week, Bafil Be'erev Shabbos, even if it's falling out on Friday, still, so what do you do? Then you do it the week beforehand, is when you're going to be laying Parshas Shkolim. Bishniya, what's the second Shabbos of the Dalet Parshios? Is Zachar. That's again the Parshas of Parshas Zachar. And Maftirim B'Pakadati, and then we read the Haftarah B'Pakadati, which talks about what happened when Shalom Melech was fighting against Amalek. Because again, remember, the Haftarah would always have some sort of corresponding theme that was similar to what the laning was. Vezui Shabbos Shniyah, and when was the second Shabbos? When was that Parsha lane? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Pesocha, that any Shabbos, when Purim falls out in the following week, V'afil Brev Shabbos, even if it was going to be on Friday, so you would read the Shabbos beforehand is when you would read Parsha Zachar. Bashlich is Paraduma. The third parsha of the three is Paraduma. And Maftirim Vizarat Elechem, then we read the Haftarah Vizarat Elechem, which talks about that there was that Yechezkel is talking about that there was sprinkling that was done on the nation in order to make them Tahar. When that they're going to become Tahar when Mashiach comes. Vezui Shabbos Shlishis, and when was that third parsha read? Kol Shesmuchel Purim Acharei, that whatever Shabbos, when Purim fell out, whatever day Purim fell out, the following Shabbos is when you would read Parshas Parah. And the last one, Abaravias, HaChodesh Zed, the last one is HaChodesh Zed Lachem, Umavtir and Koamar Hashem, Elohim Barishim Be'echa L'Chodesh, read the Haftorah of Koamar Hashem, and when would we read that? Turning to Lamed on the base, Ve'ezui Shabbos Revias, and what is the four Shabbos, when will we do that? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Pesocha, that any week that has that Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during that week, V'afilu Rav Shabbos, even on Friday, the Shabbos beforehand is when you do Parachas HaChodesh. Now, we're not going to do it inside, because there's a very long Rashi over here, but there's a mnemonic that they have, because nowadays, the way that the calendar is set up, you can only have that You can only have that Rosh Chodesh Adar can only fall out on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Shabbos. And actually, I need to look at the notes here to do it. So there is a mnemonic that they have, which sounds like a foreign language. It's Zatu Dayu Bo Uvayo. Okay? And, again, it's supposed to be that each one is corresponding to which when you're going to have an open Shabbos. So, Zatu is if, let's say, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so then in that case, the open Shabbos is again, so Zatu is Zayin, then Tesvav. Because Zayin is, if Rosh Chodesh falls out, on the day of the calendar, on the day of the week. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Zayin, which is the seventh day of the week, which is Shabbos, then two. Then the 15th of that month, which is the second Shabbos, there's no laning. You skip over. You're not going to read four parashiyos in a row. You're going to skip it. If the next one was, if it was Dad, if let's say you had Rosh Chodesh fell out on Wednesday, so then you would have that the fourth day of the month, which is 4 days later in the calendar, that's the Shabbos that you would have an empty space. You'd have Parsha Shkalim, skip, Parsha Zachar, Paran, and Chodesh. The next one is Bo. If fell out that if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Monday, so then we say that Vav is six. So then the sixth day would be which would be that second Shabbos. Again, you're going to have one Shabbos you're going to read. Then you're going to skip, which is the sixth of the month. Then you're going to read the next two. And then the last one is Bayu, which is if let's say Rosh Chodesh falls out on Vav Uvayu, which is Vav. So then you're going to have the 16th. They call it Yud Vav, which we don't call Yud Vav in the calendar. We call it Tezayim, but they call it Yud Vav. That's the same thing. That's going to be the Shabbos that's open. So that's just like a mnemonic that they have. Rashi goes through the whole thing. If you want to see that inside, I use the art scroll notes to do it. So okay, next Gemara. The Chamish is chosen the Chesidron. So then the Mishnah said that after you do the Dalet Parshios, what do? Then you go back to your regular laning. You go back to the regular laning that you're going to be doing. So Gemara says, L'seder mai, what does it mean when it says that you go back to the regular Seder? And so it's Machlokas now. Is it talking about reading the laning, or is it talking about for the Torah? So Rav Ami Amar, L'seder Parshios Uchozer, that you go back to the Seder Parshios. So Rav Ami holds that when they were reading the Dalet Parshios, they skipped the Parshios of Shavua that week. They did not lay at whatever the regular parsha was that they were supposed to be reading. They would just read the parsha, that special Shabbos that they were doing. So now he says you go back to the regular laning. And if Yirmiya Amar L'Seder Haftarah Suchos, and you go back to the regular Haftarah, you always read the Parshas HaShavuah. It's just like we do now. We read the regular Parshas HaShavuah, and then from after we have, again, either at Shkalim or Zachar or Pardaduma or Parshas HaChodesh. But we always do the regular laning of the Parsha. So Rabbi Kvasid Rav Ami Mstavra, it makes more sense to say that, like Rav Ami, that they did not lane any of the laning at all, and they would just do the Dal Parshios. Because why? Because we learned Lakomaf Seekin that it says that for, remember the Mishnah said that you would have, for any time that you would have the following things taking place, you would stop the regular laning. What is it? L'Rosh HaChodashim, if it was Rosh Chodesh, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Taniyos, for fast days, L'Mamados, L'Yom HaKippurim. So if you had any of those things, the fast days and the Mamados, they would occur during the week. So Bishlam Manda Amar, let's say the Parshios Suchozer, if we say that is like Rav Ami said, that you would stop reading the regular Parsha of the Shavuah. Whatever the weekly portion was that was written, you would skip it. And then, so now it makes sense. You're going to go back. It says, L'chomas weekend, that you stop for anything. When do you have laning during the week? The only time you have laning in the week, Haino de'ika Parsha b'chol. That's how you could have laning during the week. Why? Because you have laning on Monday and Thursday, always every week. Elamanda Amr L'Seder Haftaros Uchoz, but if you're going to say that it means that you would always do the laning, and now you're just going back to the regular Haftorah that was going on, Haftorah B'chol Mi'ika, do you have any time, you never have a time where you're reading a Haftorah, right? We don't have a Monday or Thursday that we're reading a Haftorah that we'd be bumping it aside in order to do it for Rosh Chodesh or Purim or Chanukah, etc. So it must be that it makes sense that they would say that they would stop the laning of the regular Torah portion, and then they would start it again after the four parshios were over. So Gemara says, that's not a raya, v'idach ha-kadisa v'ha-kadisa. He's going to say no. He's going to say that for when you would stop the laning, you would stop the laning. When you would stop the haftarah, you would stop the haftarah. If during the week there's no haftarah taking place, fine. But if it was on Shabbos, we would still say that you would stop the laning on Shabbos. So you can't bring a proof one way or the other. So Gemara says now, on the fast days, why do you have to stop the regular laning? It says, why don't we say, let's say you had a fast day that fell out on Monday. So why don't you, in the morning, Monday morning, you go to shul, do the regular laning, whatever that Monday morning's partial laning was, and then Likra mitzarfa binyan diyoma uvimincha betanisa. And then when you dive a mincha in the afternoon, just do the laning of Vayichal Moshe as Pnei Hashem Lokav. Why don't you do the laning then? Why don't you just do that laning for Ein Mincha? So it says, it must be why. Messiah the Rav Huna, it's approved to what Rav Huna said. Dam Rav Huna mitzafra kinufa. That on the morning of the fast day, they would have these big gatherings that would take place. Remember, we just say that we think that a fast day means that you're not supposed to eat and drink, and that's it. But the purpose of the fast day was not just to abstain from eating and drinking. The purpose of the fast day was to be able to take a look, and especially when they would, you know, if we end up doing tinus next, we'll see that the purpose of the fast days that they would have was in order to have introspection and to take a look and see what is it that people were doing, and what were they, each person would have to look at himself and say, what am I doing wrong, and how can I do better? So he says that the first half of the day, they didn't die in the morning. They didn't do laning in the morning because they were busy doing this introspection to take a look and say, what am I doing wrong? Why is Hashem making it that there's no rain falling now? What is it that we've been doing wrong in our actions that they would be able to improve upon it? And hey, chayav dinner. So how would they act on a fast day? Amar Abaye, mitzafra lepalgei diyoma, from the morning until the middle of the day. Ma'ayinim b'mila demasa, they would take a look and see how the town was acting to make sure that everyone was doing the right things, they were living the right way. From the middle of the day until the middle of the afternoon. So then what would they do? They would read the Torah, and they would also do the maftir that they would be reading, the haftarah that they would do for the fast day. Revia diyoma bo rachmi, and then the last quarter of the day, they would sit and ask Hashem for rachmanus, for mercy. Shenemar, vayikra b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokim, revias hayom, revias misvadim mishtachim, that they would ask, they would read from it at the beginning of the day, and then the last quarter of the day, they would sit there and they would bow down to Hashem, asking for mercy. So you see, what do they do? So you see that they did not do in the morning, you see that they were not doing laning, they would just sit and scrutinize themselves to make sure that they were living properly. So when it says, why don't we turn it around and let the people do the davening and the begging to Hashem in the morning and then do the scrutiny in the afternoon to take a look and see what they were doing wrong? So it says, Lo Sakadach, you shouldn't say that. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ela Yesu Kol Chered Divrei Elokei Yisrael, Amal HaGoel Vani Yoshev Mishomeim Ad L'minchas Harav, that it says that he would sit there, he was taking a look at all the averos that took place in Golos, and Uksiv Uv Minchas Ha'orev Kanti Mitanis, and it says in the afternoon, I got it for my fast. So meaning that they would do the davening in the afternoon, so that's when they say that they would be doing it. So therefore, in the morning, they would not do the davening and the laning at that time. They would wait until the afternoon. They couldn't do the laning of a regular Monday morning, and then in the afternoon do the laning of something else because they were in the beginning in the morning. They were busy taking a look at their affairs of what was going on. Let's do the Mishnah. We'll do the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah says. So now the Gemara is going to, right now the mission, I think for the rest of the Masechta, is going to be going through what it was that we would lane on different days. So the Pesach, Karm, Parshas Mo'adol, Shel Taras Kohanim. On Pesach, they would daven from in Parshas Emor. They would read the part of the Parsha that deals with the Yom Tovim. Batzera, Shiva Shavuos. And on Shavuos, they would read the Parsha of Sheva Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh Hashvi, Be'echa L'chodesh. They would read that. Yom Kippurim, Achreimos, and Yom Kippurim, they read from Achreimos, which would talk about the Avoda that was taking place on Yom Kippur. And Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Karm Parsha Mo'ados, Shebetaras Kohanim, they would read from from Parshas Emor, they would read about the Yom Tovim that were taking place. And then the rest of Sukkot, they would sit and do the laning, which is what we do now. They would sit and lane whatever the carbon of that day was. That's what they would lane in for the rest of Sukkot. The Chanukah and Nesiim on Chanukah, where they would read from Parshas Naso, where again we go through each day. We say Bayoma Rishon Hikriv Nisanov and Suar or Nachshon and Aminadav, and we'll go through what each one would read. One after the other, what they did for the Chanukah and Mishkan. Bapurim, Vayava, Malek, on Purim, they would lane, again, from my Bar Mitzvah parsha. I did it in Tells, the three different minyanim when I was just Bar Mitzvah. It was very cool. They would read from Vayava, Malek, which is the end of Parshas Peshalach. Barashay Chadashim, Barashay Chadshechem, and Bamamados, Bamaisa Bereshis, as we said early in the Masechta, that the Maimid, the Anshe Maimid, they would read from different portions of Parshas Bereshis, because remember the Gemara was trying to figure out how would they lane it, because the Psukim didn't have three, and was discussing whether you'd do three, then two, and going into the next one. Mataniyos, and on fast days, turning to Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Brachos and Klalos, they would read about the Brachos and the Klalos, that we're talking about in Parshas B'chukosai. And the Mishnah just says, as an aside, and Ema Sikim B'klalos, we wouldn't interrupt the klalos. Meaning only one person reads the klalos, which is what they do now. You call it, they don't even call up a person. The Gabe doesn't call up anyone. Whoever the Balkori is, he gets up and he reads the klalos. When he's getting to it, you don't even call the person up for it. Alach Lekari is cool, and one person just lanes the whole thing. B'sheni v'chamishi, on a Monday or Thursday, b'Shabbos v'mincha, on Shabbos v'mincha, Karan Kesidron, you're supposed to read, again, like we do now, you're supposed to read from the beginning of the Parsha until Sheni. V'ein olin lahem in achashbin, and it doesn't count. Let's say you lane Monday and Thursday, so you're thinking to yourself, okay, when it comes to Shabbos, now I'm going to start reading from Sheni. It doesn't work that way. You start over from the beginning of the Parsha again. And finally, Shenemar, how do we know that you're supposed to do all this by the Yom Tov? Shenemar, v'daber Moshe esmoadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, mitzvashan shiyu korin kol echa v'echa b'zmano, that it is a mitzvah for each and every Torah portion should be read at the right time for the right Yom Tov. Okay, we will stop here.